Roland actually seemed to know the latter one. He sang along with it, although the words he knew were different from the ones coming out of the plow's multiple speakers. When she asked, Bill told her the group was called The Beatles. "Funny name for a rock and roll band," Susanna said. Patrick, sitting with Oi in the plow's tiny rear seat, tapped her on the shoulder. She turned, and he held up the pad through which he was currently working his way. Beneath a picture of Roland in profile, he had printed B-E-A-T-L-E-S, not B-E-E-T-L-E-S. "It's a funny name for a rock and roll band, no matter which way you spell it," Susanna said, and that gave her an idea. "Patrick, do you have the touch?" When he frowned and raised his hands, "I don't understand," the gesture said. She rephrased the question. "Can you read my mind?" He shrugged and smiled. This gesture said, "I don't know," but she thought Patrick did know. She thought he knew very well. 3. They reached the Federal near noon, and there Bill served them a fine meal. Patrick wolfed his and then sat off to one side with Oi curled at his feet, sketching the others as they sat around the table in what had once been the common room. The walls of this room were covered with TV screens. Susanna guessed there were 300 or more. They must have been built to last, too, because some were still operating. A few showed the rolling hills surrounding the Quonset, but most broadcast only snow. And one showed a series of rolling lines that made her feel queasy in her stomach if she looked at it too long. The snow screens, Bill said, had once shown pictures from satellites in orbit around the Earth, but the cameras in those had gone dead long ago. The one with the rolling lines was more interesting. Bill told them that, until only a few months ago, that one had shown the Dark Tower. Then, suddenly, the picture had dissolved into nothing but those lines.